Good, the beast is back. Hunting for me, removing my backpack, I slowly tiptoed towards the edge of the icy ledge, which a moment ago seemed so far away. Growling, the menacing words forced goosebumps to crawl up my quivering back. Pounding, my heart was tearing through my chest. I can't possibly take this unbearable torture anymore, I thought. Panicked, I hesitantly slipped back towards my backpack. The panic was potentially prohibiting me from accomplishing this life-threatening mission. I have been dreading this moment that was about to commence. I could feel the ice-cold handle in my palm drowning in sweat. Terrified, every hair on my body bolted up like a magnet pulse. Crunch. Ice began to fall from the ice ledge above. Fear overtook my body. It is time. Creaking, the ear rattling, cascading down became my foe. The ice slipping, ice's everlasting groans seemed to be directed towards me, echoing through my aching ears. Where is the danger? Smash! My expedition. I darted for cover under an ice shelf. I could hear the ice peered under the ice shelf. As relieved, who is it slipping next to me? Inside my stealthy hiding spot, he stares at me. I have been saved. Sea blue smiling eyes stared at me. Hi, Tenzing, I stammered in disbelief. I knew I was going to be safe because Tenzing was the best Sherpa in Nepal. He knew his way around Mount Everest like the back of his hand. Bye, my Sha.